So if you're actually listening to this right now, this episode's actually pre-recorded, and we're actually chilling at the House of Mouse today. If you want to see what we're up to, go ahead and check us out on Instagram at Lit Couch Podcast. If not, enjoy today's episode.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Well, as you guys heard the disclaimer in the beginning of this episode, we're actually at Disneyland at the moment, but we thought it would be fun to record an episode related to, like, spooky season and, like, spooky activities, aka ghost hunting.
I like ghost hunting. I mean, I've never done it, but, like, the thought of it, I like it.
Yeah. Like, the idea of it sounds fun. I am a little hesitant.
I feel like I would be that person yelling, going, ah! And then it's like, it was just like a dog, like a stray dog walking, but I was so scared, you know?
Yeah, or like a rat, like, scattering across the floor. Oh, yeah.
And I'd be like, no, I'm leaving. I'm out of here.
Yeah, I feel like I would be like, yeah, let's do it. And then, like, I would, like, freak out and never...
No, I feel you. Like,
it would be a good time.
It's kind of like that whole idea, like, you know, when people just go at night to the graveyard, which, why? But, like, I'm like, yeah, that sounds kind of cool, but then okay. I wouldn't do it. No.
I don't mind the whole, like, oh, let's just go to a graveyard. But, like, okay, specifically, I want to do that with Emu's car because...
Oh, because of the Tesla can detect.
Yeah.
People. Okay, would you be down? It's going to be a no for me already, but, like, if someone's like, let's get to the graveyard, and then they pull out a freaking Ouija board.
No, I would walk my happy ass home.
Yeah, I'd be like,
I don't even care, like, where we are. I will find a way to get out of there.
Calling an Uber.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
It's
going
to be the weirdest Uber ride, because imagine some dude picking you up from a graveyard, but I'd be like, nah, there's some...
Absolutely not. I'm not doing it. Yeah.
I'm not doing it. I'm not touching a Ouija board. You can't pay me enough to touch a Ouija board.
I agree.
Like, there's, no.
Amen.
But before we get into the ghost hunting, I know we just touched base of it. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to talk about some, like, things happening in pop culture before we get into it.
Oh.
Specifically, Selena Gomez and Chris Evans.
Okay.
I want to talk about it. What are your feelings?
I thought it was a rumor. I didn't really.
You don't know if it's. It is a rumor. It is a rumor. But if it was true.
Uh-huh.
How are you feeling about it?
I mean, good for her.
Right? I'm kind of proud.
Like, hopefully she doesn't date someone who just wastes her time.
I agree. Like, a lot of people are like, ew, Selena Gomez. But I'm like.
Why? She's very beautiful.
I think so, too. And, like, she's, like, the first, like. Person of color that he's like, I think, Jenny Slate.
Well, I'm like, she's like, I mean, she's tan, but she's Jewish. I mean, that's not really a person of color, but it's not like a white girl, which there's nothing wrong either with that.
Yeah, I'm actually, you know, I was sitting there like, if it's Selena Gomez, mm-hmm. that means that Latinas have a chance.
Okay.
So there was a little bit of pride right there, and I was like, you go, girl.
Yeah.
You tap America's ass.
Okay.
I was very proud for her. But yeah, that's what I had to get off my chest. But speaking of Selena Gomez, mm-hmm. I finally got you to watch Murders in the Building.
Right.
Which is a show on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Are you into it?
Yeah, no, I'm really into it. I need to finish the episode. I think I'm like 2 episodes left. Like, I started episode 9 and I just need episode 10. It's really good. It has that great comedy. It's really funny. You wouldn't think these three people, so Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez would be a great duo, like, not a trio. Duo, a trio. But they work so well, and it's so funny. I don't know who the killer is yet.
You beat me to my question. I was going to say, do you have any suspicions on who did it?
You know, so I can't spoil it for anyone who hasn't watched, but maybe I'll just say names. Like, at first, I thought Theo might have been involved in the bigger picture, but not so much anymore. I still have a weird feeling about Jan. I believe that that's her name. There's something about Jan that's off, and I don't know. Yeah. It's something in my gut saying I don't trust Jan.
Okay.
Yeah, there's something off about her.
There's something off. I mean, she recently just got, like, hurt, So I don't know.
No, I don't think
so. You think that's like a decoy?
Oh, absolutely. Every serial killer has done it at one point.
Oh, that's true. You're not wrong.
I don't know. There's something about Jan. She's something fishy.
There's something fishy.
But I love it because it's like about a podcast and here we are doing one.
Right.
No, it's great. It's funny.
Here we are like doing a comedy podcast on a mystery podcast.
Oh, it's also a comedy. Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I like it. I recommend if you have Hulu, go and watch it. Honestly, this cast and their team deserves it because it's so good. And I feel like it's like a refresher of a like a good show. Like, you know, we haven't had like, I don't know. I feel like it's lighthearted, but also like kind of like, dark. Yeah, you know
there's
what I mean?
Like twists and turns, and like, but there's also like jokes in between. Right, I feel like it's a perfect mixture.
I think it's great too, especially for like this month of like Halloween. Who doesn't love a good murder mystery? It's really good. I'm trying not to spoil anything, so I'm not gonna say anything more. But go ahead and watch it if you like murder mysteries. Comedy and I don't know if you like Martin Short or Steve Martin or even Selena Gomez, go watch and support.
Right? I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm also starting to watch You on Netflix.
I need to finish Murders in the Building before I watch that. What are your thoughts so far? You season three, right?
It's You season three. In short, Joe is married now to Love.
Okay.
Who was the girl
Don't
from
spoil anything.
Yeah, who was the girl from season 2?
Okay.
It's interesting to see where they're going to take Joe because there's a plot twist already in the first episode the child. But he starts off like his typical ways. If you've seen the show, Joe is still Joe. You can't take the Joe even out of
Joe.
Out of Joe, yeah.
Can't take the E out of Joe.
You can't take the creep out of Joe.
Great. Okay. Fantastic. Yeah.
I have no idea where this is going, like where the show is going. So
same with my life.
Yeah.
going back to Murders in the Building, I want to know who you suspect.
Well, I think
that. Yeah.
I honestly don't know. I thought I knew, and then I don't know.
Can I know who you thought, or would that spoil it?
It might spoil it.
Oh, okay. So let me finish the episode, and then we could talk about it privately.
I think it would be a really big plot twist if it was, like, one of the three on the podcast.
Oh, this whole time?
This whole time.
Okay.
And we were close for one because we were suspicious of one person
who's
part of the podcast.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that suspicion's completely gone yet. So I don't know.
Okay. I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I really like the show. If anybody wants to watch a really good binge watch a murder mystery show,
it's
I would go
great.
For that. Yeah.
I love it. Okay. but yes, I will have to catch up with you on You. Can I just say, I love how, I'm sure Netflix did this idea where it's like, what are you watching? And people say, You. Have you ever thought about that?
That's a good marketing play.
But, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's such a good marketing. It's like, what are you watching? I'm watching You. Because it works with the whole story. And the premise is this dude's a stalker. but, yeah, I need to catch up and I'm sure I'll get there. Soon enough.
I'm sure. You only have 2 episodes of Murder in the Building.
And I'm halfway done episode 9.
Yeah. You could probably finish it tonight.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good. along with watching new shows, how's your book doing?
You know?
The Outsiders.
Yes. By Stephen King. It's actually a show on HBO Max. I heard great things.
Have you watched the show?
I have not watched the show. I want to finish the book. I'm almost there. It's such a big book. Mm-hmm. And I sometimes I get fatigue, but where I'm I just need to take a moment and just stop reading for a bit.
I get you.
And then I just jump back in. It's going great. I feel like I have still a few more chapters to go. If you like murder mysteries and almost well, what's going on in this? How can this happen? This book is great because even opens up supernatural stuff.
Ooh.
So that's a bit of a twist.
Maybe I'll pick that up after I finish my series.
Yeah, no, it's actually really good. I recommend it. It gives you a little spooky vibes and It makes you think, too. Spooky. No, it's good spookies. Okay. It's not so scary.
Okay, but, like, the last, like, mystery spooky by book that I read, which was The Haunting of Hill House. Uh-huh.
You didn't like it?
I was like, this is boring.
It's a good book, but... And you ruined it, but it's fine.
I thought it was boring.
You ruined my book.
I promised you I would buy one. You just have to tell me, like, next time we go to that bookshop in Pleasant Hill, like, or, like, somewhere, I'll get to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I actually picked up some more books that I'm reading.
I have a pile of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. She has 6 new books on her desk.
Yeah.
I only have 2.
But it's okay. I'm going to keep reading them through. I feel like reading is essential. Everyone needs to read.
I agree. I'm kind of obsessed with...
Yeah, I was about to ask you, what are you reading?
It's not spooky at all. I'm kind of... It's The Court of Thorns and Roses. It's a fairy... It's a fantasy romance, it's like a sci-fi with a hint of romance.
Okay, sci-fi with romance.
Yeah, it has to do with fairies.
Fairies. Now, are these fairies like little tiny, or are they like,
no, bah! I think they're like, bah! Jesus. I think they're like human form. Like,
okay, human, I would hope form. So.
I would it's too. Not like, I mean, no, they have to be human form.
It's not like Thumbelina. Thumbelina?
I remember Thumbelina. It's not Thumbelina.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
I think they're more advanced. I think like Lord of the Rings.
Oh.
Elves. Like
Dark Lord.
Not the dark elves from Thor, but
Okay. Yeah. Can you give us, I feel like some of us, including myself, don't know what's going on. What is this book about? Can you give me like a little brief, a little summary?
Okay. It's about a human girl.
Okay.
Who accidentally finds herself stuck in a fairy realm.
Okay. Oh, a realm or like a community?
No, it's like a realm. Like it's a whole thing. Like the fairies rule the earth for the most part and the humans are just like nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. For the most part. But there's something happening in the fairy world.
Uh-huh.
Like there's a curse upon the fairy world. And essentially, this girl has to, one, discover what the fuck's happening in that world, and she's also panicking about her family that she left behind.
Uh-huh.
Because like she's in it, her dynamic in the family is that she's the provider. Mm-hmm. Her dad's useless, like most dads. Stop staring at me like that. And her sisters are like not accustomed to like being on their own, like doing things on their own.
Uh-huh.
So she's like the main provider. I think like Katniss Everdeen.
Okay.
Would be her, okay. Like her, I don't know what to like describe. Like that's the first person that I think of.
Okay.
So she's in between that. She falls in love with somebody, but that love, with love comes sacrifice, like big old sacrifices. And I'm talking about like, for her, at least in the story, like there's a big thing. Like I feel
okay.
Like the story is more about like, are you going to not give up who you are, but like give yourself up for the love, uh-huh, like loving uh-huh someone, or like I don't know, like it's dark, it's romantic.
Okay.
It's a little spicy.
Spicy.
Little spicy. Okay. At least the first book is spicy. I think the second one is getting spicier.
Spicy. Okay, so it's just gonna get like hot, level hot?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. And then like my ship is kind of sailing, but like not really. Because like, so she falls in love with somebody in the first book.
Okay.
And she also meets another person in the first book, but like they hate each other.
Okay.
Like to the T. And I'm like, this is mine. Because, you know, I'm a total like enemies to lover type of gal. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that ship could sail.
Okay. You feel a connection.
I do.
Okay. Well, great.
I think in my gut, I think it's gonna happen.
Okay, I'm sure it will. You'll have to report back later.
Yeah, ladies and gents, if you want something spicy and interesting, I would recommend it.
Yeah, so and if you like another nice good book, The Outsider is great too. It's not as spicy. Sadly, that like the case of it's kind of like messed up.
She's like, there's no spice.
There's no spice, but supernatural. Okay. Another thing I wanted to talk about.
There's a few things I want to talk about.
Yes, there's a lot. But I would say Scream 5, the trailer dropped. It is so exciting.
You were the first. I saw it that it dropped, and I was like, Jackie would love this.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you what your thoughts, and I guess I'll tell you mine.
It's not what I expected. I thought we were, it's kind of like a brand new cast, and they're sort of bringing in the old cast. Mm-hmm. Like they're now the adults in the situation and not the ones being murdered per se. Mm-hmm. Though I have a feeling like Sydney is going to get involved somehow.
Well, I believe they're all like related to the trailer.
The past victims, which I'm like, I'm curious to see like who's related to who.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious. What is the reporter's name?
Oh my gosh, why am I'm blanking right now.
I totally forgot her name.
Courtney Cox's character.
Yeah. I'm just like, I'm glad that she doesn't have bangs.
Yes.
They fixed her hair, which is great. Everyone looks great.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a rumor that Dewey might die.
You heard it might be Dewey. Yeah, I was about to say, like, do you think someone from the main cast is gonna die?
I have a feeling they have to. But I hope it's not Dewey because I will kind of riot.
Yeah, you like Dewey.
I love Dewey. Out of the whole series, he's my favorite.
You know, I don't know if they'll ever do this because Sydney's such like the final girl, but I think it would be kind of interesting to see her like
die
and like pass on the torch to like the new generation of
the new final girl.
Which I don't know who that's going
to
be.
I think, I agree. I think that she should be like the last person to die. Mm-hmm. So the final girl could survive.
Right. And then like maybe she can be like, this is now your story. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it looks so exciting. And like they're technically, we're going back to like the setting takes place at the original setting, which is their hometown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to watch it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch it in theaters. I don't know. We'll see.
I try to win because their marketing is on point again, per usual. They partnered up with Airbnb to rent the original house.
Stu's house?
Yeah. And I was like trying to see if I could like, it was only $5 and I was going to like pay for it, but they sold out by the time that I looked.
Yeah.
But, you know, potentially they'll still keep the house on Airbnb. We can go one day.
Yeah. I mean, I think that'd be really cool. We can reenact it. I don't know.
Well, we could try. I was going to also ask you, like, if there was, like, another... It doesn't have to be scary, but a movie that you could, like, sleep at the set or, like, the house.
Oh.
What movie would it be?
Ooh. The Sleepless in Seattle houseboat.
The boathouse?
The boathouse.
That's cute.
I don't know.
I feel like that's something you and Dad would do together. That sounds oddly romantic.
That sounds really weird.
You could be the little boy.
There you go. I'll be the son, and he'll be Tom Hanks' character.
Yeah.
There we go. You fixed it.
I fixed it.
You made it not sound creepy.
You guys can reenact it.
Okay, great.
You can reenact it, and you can get him finally someone he's worthy. I don't. That's picky. So like,
I don't
know.
He is picky. Okay. Oh God. What about you? What would be a home? I'm trying to think right now. Like I don't even know.
I would do Iron Man's cabin from Endgame.
Ooh.
Because it's an actual thing, but it's like $800 to stay there.
Well, I mean, what did you expect? Ooh, you know it'd be a cool one.
Hmm.
Princess Diaries, like either the loft or like
the firehouse
loft. Yeah, that'd be really cool.
I was like, there's no way they're gonna let us stay. Genovia doesn't exist.
Genovia doesn't exist, but you could stay where the Queen stayed in San Francisco.
That's true.
I believe it's actually a public place. It's not even actually like.
I wouldn't want to stay there. I would want to stay in her house, like her
fake Genovian house.
No, not her fake Genovian house. The one in San Francisco, the firefighter.
Oh
house.
Yes, the loft.
The loft. I think that would be great.
I think so too.
Or I'm trying to think of another movie that would be really fun. I mean, it would be kind of spooky, but the Haunted Mansion.
Ooh. I mean, is that even a place?
I don't know. But I'm talking about like the live action movie
with Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. Yeah. Though I would be scared shitless.
Yeah.
I'd be like, shaking in my bones.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it'd be cool. But speaking of scary things, like the Haunted Mansion, if we could add that to our ghost tour, what are some like realistic places that we could actually go. Like, I've always wanted to do like a New Orleans.
Oh yeah, Halloween. Like the ghost tour, yeah. Like Bourbon Street area. It'd be cool
to spend like Halloween over there.
I'd be a little scared, but I mean,
same, because I've heard like
voodoo
and spooky.
It's spooky. I know like Alcatraz does something too here.
They
local.
Do like a night tour, right?
Yeah. Sorry, there's like something in my eye.
I mean, I would be low-key scared, but I'm kind of down if anybody wants to.
Yeah, I mean, I would make sure I'm like layered with sweaters because
cold.
That ride to the island would be freezing.
That's true. Especially at night.
Oh, yeah. Because
they do, like, you could obviously do like a day tour, but they have the night tour that's supposed to be like spooky. And San Francisco has a lot. They actually have like a walking tour. Which, let's be honest, probably would pass because I don't like walking that much.
In those hills.
I know. They also have, along with that, there's a vampire tour.
Apparently,
there's a community of vampires in San Francisco that I had no idea about.
Like, are they alive still or are they dead?
I don't know.
Are they part of, like, the San Francisco Vampire Committee? Like, what's going on?
I think so.
Damn.
I think they're like half dead, half alive. I don't know.
Oh, so I'm a vampire then.
I mean, yeah.
Because I also feel a little dead inside.
Yeah, but you don't like suck people's energies because you like technically
bring them energies.
So you're not a vampire.
I don't know. I could be draining sometimes.
I know other people who could be more draining.
Yikes.
I wouldn't consider you a social vampire.
Okay, so
I don't think you're a vampire.
Why? You don't know.
I think you're more of a werewolf.
A werewolf.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly why. That's exactly why.
Okay. The Winchester Mystery House.
We actually haven't done that, and we've always talked about doing it.
Yeah, we live here forever in California, and it's like literally what, like an hour away?
I think it's like more like an hour and a half.
Hour and a half, but yet we have yet to do that.
Camille, get it on your list.
Though I'm scared that I might get lost.
I think they rope it off. They're not just gonna let you like open a door and fall to your death.
I hope not.
They wouldn't, because they're open it to kids too.
Oh, okay. Maybe we can buy those like.
The only thing that I'm scared of
is
if I have to.
There's no bathrooms.
There's no bathrooms.
I think there's bathrooms outside.
So we can't go to Starbucks before.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm not using a porty potty.
Okay, then hold it.
But I'm interested to see. Like, I'm also like, I'm going to ask you a question. Because you're kind of like force sensitive.
Okay.
Like ghost sensitive.
Okay.
Are you scared to like encounter something?
Like, to get possessed or like to like meet someone and they're like, hey, and I'm like, hey, and then they're like
both, because it's a possibility, right? There's like some bad spirits and there's good spirits, like there's good people and bad people.
Of course. I mean, like, I don't know if people, like, you know, just some people just don't believe in ghosts, but like I've had my fair share of ghost stories.
Ghostly encounters.
And like, it's not always fun. I don't think at any time I'm like, yay. I'm like, no.
Yeah, because I'm thinking about like, I mean, it would be cool if we like stayed at a haunted hotel or like did a haunted tour.
We've done that.
I know, but like that was on accident. But like, I'm kind of scared of like I bring something home.
Right. I wouldn't want to do that. I don't know. And that's the thing about ghost hunting. Or I'm like, I like that idea of the thrill of like us capturing something. Of someone going, hello, you know?
Yeah. Or like murder.
Yeah. Or like behind you.
Yeah. Or something.
You know what I mean? But then like that idea of like, what if something follows me back and now my home is now haunted?
And we've already lived in a haunted house. So like, that's
I
not
don't
fun.
Recommend.
I don't recommend. I don't like that.
1 out of 10 experience.
Yeah.
I give it a 1. It wasn't like, it's not.
I give it like a -2 because I still have nightmares.
Oh, I always have nightmares from that home.
I'm telling you.
Like every time. It starts like we're here and then I'm back at the old house.
Yeah, this house transformed into the old house.
And I'm like, God, my soul dang
is
it.
Like, yeah, I feel like my soul is like low-key stuck there.
Wow.
In a weird way. Yeah, if there's a psychic listening to us or something.
Wow. Do you think?
Well, why else would I be always there?
Oh, my God. are we vampires?
Did we cross? Well, technically, there's a theory that in 2012 the world did end and we're stuck in a different dimension. So
yeah, but for 20,
what if 2012? Oh,
we no, weren't there fuck, anymore. We're here.
Never mind.
We moved around 2010.
So maybe my theory does not.
What if
fit.
The demon sucked half of our souls? So it's like still there.
So half of my soul is tormented.
Yeah.
At the old house. I mean, that sucks.
I mean,
I will never be complete.
No.
This is the horror movie I didn't want to be a part of.
Damn.
You know what? We should write these down for ideas. Okay. Like, I think that's a good idea. Like, half of your soul is stuck in a house.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you have to try to find to, like...
Find your soul.
Find half of your soul.
What if you grab the wrong soul? Like, what if, like, you're like, hello, I'm looking for my soul. And then, like, you grab, like, dad's.
This is... That's the worst soul I could ever... grab. I'd be like, ooh, take that back. Is there a return policy for this?
It's like 30 days, you're past it.
I didn't realize it was him.
Yeah, like Scooby-Doo. You know, like
when you switch bodies.
We gotta get the triangle. I'm like, mom's dead, so her soul is like half missing.
Her whole soul is no longer alive.
So there's only three of us, so it's like doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
She's gone, yeah. She's like, bye, girls.
Yeah, she's like, I got my soul back.
Yeah. I don't know.
Or did she? Dun dun.
That's another mystery we could solve with another movie idea.
Yeah.
Like, you die and then you have to figure out, because, like, you know how there's like the talk where, like, you die and you go through, like, your entire life.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're like, okay, so we're stopping here. This is the last time you had your soul. And she's like, wait, what about the other house? And they're like, it's been stuck here for 30 days.
It's 30 days?
Or, you know what I mean? Like, her soul was, I don't know, that house was so creepy.
What if they're taking you and they're like, all right, kid, this is your stop. And they're like, is this heaven? They're like, oh, no. Honey, you're in purgatory. You didn't make it. You have to figure out your unresolved
issues
stuff.
In this house.
Yeah. Ooh, the house of issues. And then each door just has a different issue.
Each room is an issue that you have to deal with. That would suck. But I bet you that's what would happen.
Probably. I don't know. I died, but it's been a while.
Okay, twice. Dead twice. That would suck.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. That would just overall, that would really suck. Who do you think out of our friends would actually be down for ghost hunting?
Oh, okay. So our cousin Brian.
He's okay. I don't know if he counts because, like, he's actually like he's like a pro ghost hunter.
Okay.
Is that cheating?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. For those who don't know, like, cousin Brian, like, hung out with Zach Bagans from the Travel Channel, and, like, he's a legit ghost hunter.
Legit. I think Camille would do a great job. Camille, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at my situation right now.
We really need to move that box.
Yeah, we do.
I'm choking. Who was it?
It was definitely her.
Look at her face.
Okay, so I think Camille.
She's probably going to be the one that pushes us to go.
Okay.
I feel like she's the brave one.
I feel like Mariella would be a great comedic effect. I feel like she'd be like, hey, spirit friends, it's me, your girl.
I can see that. Comedic relief, I got it.
Brooke would just be the getaway driver. I don't want her near any spirits.
Me either. I don't trust that.
Brooke's too pure.
Yeah, she must be protected at all costs.
Who else? Who else would you think is a great ghost hunter in our friend group?
I think Emu would be down.
Uh-huh.
Maybe, but I feel like he's more into, like, scares than, like, ghost stuff.
Right.
And I don't think Kevin would be down.
No, I don't think so either.
Even though he tried to get us to go to a graveyard, but yeah. I think he was kidding.
I don't know.
Kevin, let us know.
Kevin, every time I drive home, I see the stop where you would get your lettuce, and I just think of you. I love you.
Wow. Wow. Update. Yeah. Kevin denied my proposal.
Oh, I'm so sorry, man. Oh, Sarah. Sorry, it just hit me. You said proposal, and I was like, marriage. And I was like, Sarah! Sarah and Tyler. I feel like they would be great ghost hunting buddies.
I agree.
And I feel like they have knowledge.
Yeah, I feel like with them and then Brian, we would be set.
Yeah, there's your whole ghost team. We'd be called
the ghost
huntees.
Yeah, and we would be the comedic relief.
Yeah.
We should try it.
No.
You know what else would be fun to do? I don't know if anyone would be interested in watching us, but we should just like film us watching scary movies and do reaction videos.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It could be.
I think it would be so funny.
But anyways, I'm going to wrap up this episode because we're going to finish packing.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can go back to our House of Mouse trip.
Yeah.
But the question for the week that I had is if you ever wanted to go go ghost hunting, would you?
Maybe.
Guys, let me know.
And then if you actually have done ghost hunting, like, what was that experience like?
I mean, I challenged a ghost once. Fully regretted it.
I'm the... I'm the girl I know.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening in, and hopefully we will see you next week.
Heck yeah.
Bye.